Leon Bridges exploded onto the music scene in 2015 with his album Coming Home.
Baby, 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 I'm coming home to your tender, sweet love, and you're my one and only one.
The music was pure old school soul. Doo-wop, horns, not a trace of cynicism. For his sophomore release, Good Thing, Bridges is trying something a little different. He's mixed his signature soul sound with R&B flavors from later decades. But he's not leaving the past completely behind. When Leon Bridges and I talked, we started with his childhood and a song called Georgia to Texas.
504 black girl carry me. In her womb to the land of the peach.
I was born in Atlanta, Georgia. My family moved to Fort Worth, Texas in the early 90s. And I mean, I've been there ever since. And I mean, growing up, I, you know, experienced my parents being separated and everything, so.
And you were 7 at the time, is that right?
When I was about 7 years old.
Got my mother's eyes and my father's nose. Also, got my brother's hand-me-down clothes. We had no dream, but the love was strong. It was all we need to get us along.
What is going on in this song? To what extent is this your story that we're hearing there?
Yeah, it talks about, you know, everything from my mother being a New Orleans native, which is, you know, saying 504 black girl, and ending to my falling in love with music. Basically like vignettes of my narrative, and going into this new sound, I wanted to move it forward.
And I want to ask you about that, because a couple of the songs on here struck me as sounding totally different from anything on your mm-hmm. first album. I'm thinking of If It Feels Good.
Live from the funk. It's hotter than Texas, right from the jump, yeah. You got my attention, give me that stuff, and it's such a blessing. You and I get the light, alone in this heaven.
Very thankful for what Coming Home did, but I didn't want to be placed in this box and depended upon as like this Sam Cooke prodigy. I wanted to really take elements from Coming Home, but like move the sound forward. Sam Cooke is, of course, one of my inspirations, but you know, I'm inspired by so many different artists.
You mentioned not wanting to be put in the box, the Sam Cooke box, and is that kind of what it has felt like?
Yeah, it's being compared to artists like that doesn't necessarily allow me as an artist to really express myself beyond that. And of course I'm going to do, I mean, what's true to me. But yeah, it doesn't really do justice to my artistry to only compare me to those type of artists.
I'll tell you what you do a great job of in this album is write a good love song.
Yeah. I mean, I feel like that's the essence of what R&B is.
I can't commit, I can't make plans. Sometimes the bed ain't worth the hand. I think you're special, it makes me sad. Don't wanna wonder what we could have had. And I hope you understand. Don't get your feelings broken for nothing.
There's another song on here, which I gather is written from the perspective of a former girlfriend of yours.
Did I not love enough to keep your attention on and on? Am I the stupid one for doing everything that I did for us? I put a pillow under your hair, give you tender love in my care, and I didn't.
This is the last song that we wrote in the whole session. Yeah, it's just from the perspective of my ex-girlfriend and in the relationship, you know, I just wasn't a good boyfriend.
Would I forgive you?
this was a relationship you kept from your mother. Tell me the story there.
Yeah, I grew up in a religious household, and so I was taught that if you're not going to pursue a woman in marriage, then anything else like in between like is sin. Mm. And so at the time I was living with that certain girl, and so I had to really have to keep that away from my mother.
Huh. Is that one of the reasons you write love songs on this album? Is it was something you couldn't talk about at home, you know, with your mom?
I would say that's definitely reflective in coming home, and I had to really keep it safe. And I even felt that those songs, as innocent as they are, that that was a big step, because it just wasn't gospel music.
I remember how it felt the first few times, skin to skin, before you knew how to get under mine.
Does this album feel more honest to you if you're taking more risks here, doing something that you might not have felt safe with the first time around?
Well, the first album, even when I made Coming Home, I had many different influences, but at that time I felt it was necessary to tell my narrative and my family's narrative through 60s R&B. I wanted to kind of prove that this style of music is black music, because I've heard ignorant things that people say as far as like that what I make is for white people and the style that I was doing is for white people. It was just what was speaking to me at the time. I think it's important to show that when I came into the whole music industry, you know, with this retro sound, and that's still a part of me, but that doesn't totally define who I am as an artist.
Ain't got no riches, ain't got no money, that one's long, but I got a heart that's strong.
Leon Bridges, thanks so much.
Thank you.
Education. Leon Bridges, his new album is Good Thing. A powder face on a painted fool. Let me slip through. Let me slip through. Why you trying to hold me back? Hey. I'm just trying to move up front. Little more this, little less of that.